Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. It is a Friday, ladies and gentlemen, 23rd of February, 2007. Almost 2 months of the brand new year gone already. An announcement here, and we'll bring up our guest after this first break.
Of February, folks, we're already a month and a half in.
That would be Tommy K. Crier. He's a longtime Shreveport, Louisiana attorney that has taken a chunk out of the IRS and the DOJ. We'll get to him in just a couple of minutes. Here to tell you that Bob Schultz is going to speak on using the right to petition to halt the illegal immigration and the North American Union. This is Saturday, this coming Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, the 24th, 25th, and 26th, the Texas, Arizona, and Florida chapters of We the People Congress will host public meetings with Bob Schultz, chairman of the We the People Foundation and We the People Congress. Bob will speak on the Foundation's two new petitions for redress, one regarding the illegal immigration issue and the one on the impending North American Union. Schultz will discuss the profound constitutionality prescribed solution available to the people to force the government to faithfully execute the immigration laws, to withdraw from all negotiation aimed at merging the United States with Mexico and Canada, and to end the ongoing efforts to build a privately operated super intermodal transportation system from Mexico to Canada, cutting across America's heartland. He also provide an update on the landmark right to petition lawsuit and the upcoming Give Me Liberty 2007 conference to be held in Alexandria, Virginia, March 29th, 30th, and 31st. We will be attending that, and we are going to pick either a Thursday or a Friday, ladies and gentlemen, to air in its entirety. We're going to have Bob put up the speakers, and we're going to air them live on this network as this develops out of Washington, D.C. By the way, the copies of the petition will be available at the meetings for signing. You can also sign the petition online. And he is going to be at the Silver Eagle Tap House down in McQueenie, Texas, tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock. Folks, if you have been wondering about the IRS, if you have been concerned about the Trans-Texas Corridor and the North American Union, if you have been concerned about illegal immigration, you need to be at this meeting tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock, and that is at 9301 FM 725 in McQueenie, Texas. So go down there, folks. I'll tell you what. And if you need directions, just give them a call down to Tap House. They're more than happy to help you. Here's the number. It's 830-560-1709. And I like what Bob is doing. Well, the problem that he's had with many of us is there's not enough boots on the ground, ladies and gentlemen. We need to build coalitions of people to do the work necessary. It's roll up the sleeve time and go to work. Get a little bit of sweat on the brow. Because if we do not, if we just sit back and let the people carry the ball that they've been carrying it, well, those sweaty little ponies are getting a little wheezy and their legs are getting a little weak. Numbers is the name of the game. Speaking of numbers, we'll be talking about a few numbers. The numbers that the IRS said that, well, our next guest needed to pay, and he just simply asked the question, show me the law. But the important point is he's still around asking that question, and they still have their hand out, but they've got no money in it. We'll talk to him right after this. We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Many of us have unhealthy habits that we've accumulated over the years. Often our bodies are crying out for the nutritional building blocks we require to stay young and strong, but we simply ignore the signs. Inner Health Botanicals, home of Inner Food, the revolutionary energy drink, and Nutra Cafe, the healthier coffee, offers natural and organic whole food supplements that are keys to optimum health. Our Inner Food formula delivers increased energy, incredible nutrition, and consistent use will support your immune system, greatly benefiting your health. Inner Health uses as many organic, wildcrafted whole foods and herbs as possible. Wholesome nutrition and a healthy immune system make a huge difference in your lifestyle. Heal yourself through whole foods and herbal nutrition. Visit Inner Health at innerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R-food.com. Or call 866-762-9238. Inner Health is your one-stop source for energy, nutrition, and health. Look for daily specials.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
The nation had few taxes in its early history. From 1791 to 1802, the United States government was supported by internal taxes on such things as distilled spirits, carriages, refined sugar, tobacco and snuff, property sold at auction, corporate bonds, and slaves. The high cost of the war in 1812 brought about the nation's first sales taxes on gold, silverware, jewelry, and watches. In 1817, however, Congress did away with all internal taxes, relying instead on tariffs on imported goods to provide sufficient funds for running the government. In 1862, in order to support the Civil War effort, Congress enacted the first nation's income tax law. It was the forerunner of the modern income tax, and that it was based on principles of graduated or progressive taxation and of withholding income at the source. During the Civil War, a person earning $600 to $10,000 a year paid tax rates of 3%. Those with incomes of $10,000 paid taxes, of course, at a higher rate. Additional sales and excise taxes were added, and an inheritance tax was also that made its debut in 1866. The internal revenue collections reached their highest point in the nation's 90-year history, more than $310 million, an amount not reached again until 1911. The Act of 1862 established the Office of Commissioner of Internal Revenue. The commissioner was given the power to assess, levy, and collect taxes, and their right to enforce the tax laws through seizure of property and income through prosecution. The powers and authority remain very much the same today. In 1868, Congress again focused its taxation efforts on tobacco and distilled spirits and eliminated the income tax in 1872. It had a short-lived revival in 1894 and 1895. In the latter year, the U.S. Supreme Court decided that the income tax was unconstitutional because it was not apportioned among the states in conformity with the Constitution. And then we roll around to 1913. The 16th Amendment to the Constitution made income tax a permanent fixture in the U.S. tax system. The amendment gave Congress legal authority to tax income and resulted in a revenue law that taxed incomes of both individuals and corporations. In fiscal year 1918, annual internal revenue collections for the first time in its history passed the billion-dollar mark, rising to $5.4 billion by 1920. With the advent of World War II, employment increased, as did tax collections. They always had their hands out, to $7.3 billion. The withholding tax on wages was introduced in 1943 and was instrumental in increasing the number of taxpayers to 60 million and the tax collections to $43 billion by 1945. In 1981, Congress enacted the largest tax cut in U.S. history, approximately $750 billion over 6 years. The tax reduction, however, was partially offset by two tax acts in 1982 and 1984 that attempted to raise approximately $265 billion. In other words, we'll cut a little bit here and get it back there. On October 22, 1986, President Ronald Reagan signed into law the Tax Reform Act of 1986, one of the most far-reaching reforms in the United States tax system since the adoption of the income tax. The top tax rates on individual incomes were lowered from 50% to 28%, the lowest it had been since 1916. Tax preferences were eliminated to make up most of the revenue. In an attempt to gain revenue neutral, the act called for the $120 billion, that increase in business taxation, and a corresponding decrease in individual taxation over a five-year period. And, of course, they tweaked and played with it. George Bush signed a series of tax cuts into law. The largest was the Economic Growth and Tax Relief Reconciliation Act of 2001. And they keep playing the game, folks. I have with me today a gentleman that, well, the IRS and eventually the DOJ wanted to play games with him, and he said, I'm not playing. His name is Tommy K. Crier. He's a longtime Shreveport, Louisiana attorney, and is no stranger to conflict and controversy. He's an honor graduate of LSU Law School and a member of the prestigious Order of Goef. Did I pronounce that correctly, Mr. Crier?
Well, you were close. It's Coif.
Coif. What exactly is that?
It's a fraternity, an honorary fraternity, based on scholastic and professional achievement. In my case, I was inducted at the conclusion of law school based upon my scholastic achievements. But it's about the highest honor that could be awarded to a legal scholar.
Well, you did something that a lot of people have done. A lot of the listeners are familiar with this story, that a friend tells a friend that he doesn't think that the income tax, the IRS and its codes and all of that is exactly legal. And, well, you did exactly that, did you not?
Well, I thought the guy was nuts. After he told me he'd quit filing returns, and I got worried about the fellow, I set out to prove him wrong so that he would, see the light and straighten out and not get himself cross-threaded with the IRS. They're not good guys, and they're certainly not good guys to get tangled up with in a negative way. And I don't know of anybody who's ever been tangled up with them in a positive way. But nevertheless, I set out actually to demonstrate that the tax was mandatory and was imposed on him as well as everybody else. It didn't work out the way I thought it would. I spent a couple of years digging, and I never could initially, the first glance at the code, I knew something was wrong. But I just wasn't satisfied until I finally dug up enough bones to put the skeleton together and see not only how they did it, but why they did it the way they have done it. And since then, I haven't had much choice but to do something about it.
Well, and you were in the military. You took an oath to defend the Constitution of the United States against enemies, foreign and domestic, basically to play by the rules and be a good mom, apple pie, Chevrolet, and all of that other good stuff.
Well, you see, there are two sides to that. Number one, when you take an oath to do that, you also take an oath to uphold the Constitution and the laws of the United States. And as I explained to somebody a while back, it's not only when you take an oath to do that, when you've obeyed the law, you've only done half the job. You're actually obligated to fight for it. And I'm not only obligated to fight for it as an attorney, as a former officer in the Army, I'm sworn to die for it. And so whatever comes down the pike, you know, the consequences of doing my duty, it's either that or violate a solemn oath, and I'm not about to start with that. You know, I just don't have that choice. So I challenged them. I waited for them to come to me. Excuse me. And when they did, I said, okay, if you're going to show me where there's any law that says that I am liable for an income tax and that any of my income is subject to the tax, I'll file a return.
And you stuck, that was your story, and you stuck with it, and you
told...
Well,
that wasn't a story so much as it was a question. They took it as a story. they told me that was frivolous. and I hadn't given it. I said, your position's frivolous. I hadn't stated a position.
Simply asked the question.
Well, I mean, if any bill you get from anybody, I mean, isn't that a legitimate question? Why have you sent me a bill?
Mm-hmm.
And they tell you that's frivolous. Well, you're going to now, okay, well, I'm sorry. Well, I'll write the check right away and get it out today. No, I don't think so. But they couldn't show me the law where I'd been made liable. They couldn't show me a law that said that my income was specifically included under any income tax. And that's only a portion of it. That's a superficial side of it, but, I mean, that's a starting point. Then you have to wonder, okay, well, what does it tax? Why doesn't it tax everything? And why, you know, do they do it this way? Why did they do everything so backwards? I was a draftsman and special advisor for the Louisiana Constitutional Convention in 73 and 4. I've had a lot of experience in drafting not only constitutional material, but also in drafting ordinances and legislative acts. Over the last 33 years, I've never seen anything drafted like this subtitle A of Title 26, the income tax law. It starts out wacky. The titles don't match what the substance of the sections are. And titles, of course, people don't realize it, but titles of a section are not law. They're not part of the statute. But it says tax on individuals. For example, but when you look at the law, it's a tax on income, and only taxable income, which at first means you think what they say in the statute it means. After you dig a little deeper, you realize what they're really telling you is that we are imposing a tax on that income that we can tax. And then they'll also tell you in other places in the code and in the regulations, and particularly prior to 1954, that there are, you know, exempt incomes. There are items of income and sources of income that are exempt. And they're exempt because they're not subject to taxation by the federal government under the Constitution. What it doesn't tell you is what those are. You know, it says you can deduct these, but it doesn't say what they are. What it does do is it tells you then in other places what is not exempt. But it leaves you hanging on, you know, it's a left-handed, and no offense to left-handed people, but it's a backwards and weird way to draft law. I've never seen anything like it in my life. And so when I started digging through, I had to find out. I had to solve the mystery of where in the world did this come from and why.
And that sets you on your odyssey.
And a departure from which there was no return, you know, and I've been on it ever since. After that first exchange with examinations,
hold that thought. When we hear that music, we've got to go to break. My guest today, ladies and gentlemen, Tommy Crier. He is an attorney down in Shreveport, Louisiana. And he just asked the simple question, show me the law. And that, according to the IRS, is frivolous.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
This program, ladies and gentlemen, sponsored in part by Headache Stagon, the all-natural cure for the headache. It's another natural cure they're trying to keep secret from you, ladies and gentlemen. Headache Stagon is an all-natural blend of herbs and vitamins that cures and prevents headaches. And it does exactly that. HeadacheStagon.com or give them a call at 800-327-0727. We thank them very much for the sponsorship on this network. Now, if they'll come out with a capsule that IRS be gone, that would be very nice. But we have to do what we have to do in order to get this unconstitutional and insane tax off of our back. We're talking today with a gentleman that has done exactly that. He's asked that all-important question, of which, when asked of the IRS, you're called crazy, you're frivolous, you're a nutbag, everybody does this, what's your problem? My guest today, Mr. Cryer, he's an attorney down in Shreveport, Louisiana, and he's done exactly that, said, just show me the law. And they are not liking that. By the way, before we get into any other subject matter about the IRS and your dealings with them, Mr. Cryer, have they threatened your attorney's license?
It's in the balance. As a matter of fact, it would be just a if they were to succeed in this in prosecuting these two charges against me that they've made, the bar license would go automatically as a result of a quote conviction unquote. course. They have issued out, and I have communicated with the Bar Association, and they understand what my situation is, and they're waiting to see how it turns out. If I'm convicted through whatever the jury finds on this, then yeah, that's in the balance. That's along there with everything that I own, everything I have. I'm only risking everything I have, including a career I've worked to get to all my life, and a career I've spent my life trying to fulfill my goals on.
And there are other people out there. You're familiar with the Irwin Schiffs and the Dixon Cannons, and there's been a lot of people that have been ground under the treads of this juggernaut.
I've heard of some of them. I don't really know them. I've never been associated with or in any of these organizations, to tell you the truth. And each of them has at least a piece of the puzzle. And just because they don't have the whole puzzle doesn't mean they're not right. They've got enough to know that something's wrong. And they can't get any answers from the government. They've tried publicly and privately, and the government just refuses to respond. Well, the reason for that is that the response, they've either got to lie or they have to tell the truth, and they don't really want to do either. So they just don't answer.
Because the end result, if they threw their hands up in the air and said, okay, you caught us, the end result of that would be class action lawsuits, many, many dollars being paid back for the people that they injured, compound that with interest, and you can't recover people that have shot their brains or hung themselves or jumped off bridges. You can't put people's lives back that were destroyed, property confiscated, businesses ruined, relationships, you name it, none of which can be repaired by a dollar.
Well, you have to remember, there's no layer of skin on that that you may not be aware of, and that is that you're dealing with an organization, and I'm not talking about just the IRS, I'm talking about the federal government. You're talking to an organization that measures its degree of integrity as being equal to its degree of plausible deniability. Now, there are two aspects there that bear on your point there. You cannot reconstruct a lost life that they've completely destroyed, and they've destroyed my practice in the process of this. 33 years of building a practice, in the last 2 years they've totally destroyed it. With a smear campaign that they've been sending out people. They got my client list off the records, and, they went out there, and they've got me down to bedrock. And so they timed this perfectly. They hit me when I didn't have the resources to defend myself. But the two points are, number one, that if confronted and they had to admit, say that the government said, okay, you're right, you caught us. First off, Congress, the law, side of it, statute, has plenty of plausible deniability, because when you read the code, after you know the truth, after you know the whole story, the code is within the Constitution. The code is honest to a point. It tells you that we're not attempting to tax, and we don't want you to send us money that is in, taxes on income that is not taxable income. We don't want you, we're telling you, you're entitled to deduct from your gross revenue those revenues that are exempt from federal taxation under the Constitution. They also tell you, you can also deduct those items that are sources or activities that the federal government is not allowed to tax, or that are not income within the meaning of income in the 16th Amendment or in the Constitution. So they're telling you, in a way, that they can stand back and say, I'm wide-eyed and innocent, and I can't believe those guys abused it, overstated your tax bill. But the fact is, that's one of the reasons why they plugged voluntary in there. Any payment under the federal court system, now not here in Louisiana, for example, and I can't speak for the other 49, but in Louisiana, if you make a payment to somebody in error, overpayment to somebody in error, you're entitled to recover the money under an unjust enrichment argument and under our code. However, if you pay the federal government, under federal law, money that is mistakenly paid, but voluntarily paid, not under protest or duress,
Hang on to that thought. Let's pick that up right after this break with my guest, Tommy Crier, from Shreveport, Louisiana.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Please, Mr. Crier, pick up where you left off.
I believe that I was talking about the problems in recovering monies that had been voluntarily not paid under duress to the government by mistake, because you didn't bother to go out and find out what was exempt under the Constitution and what income wasn't income or what revenue is not income with respect to the 16th Amendment of the Constitution. Under the federal holdings on a voluntary but mistaken payment, that payment is not recoverable. So now that once they have it, it's theirs. Once you sign the line saying, all right, I'm giving this money to the government because this is the way I fix my liability, then you can't go back and say, hey, you know, now, under the law, you can go back 3 years and amend, okay? Maybe you could do something with that. But as far as the general wave, you know, bankrupting the system, this wouldn't do that. And that's not my object. I'm not out to bring the government down or ruin things. I mean,
they've done a good enough job themselves of ruining America. But
well, they've ruined the country and they've destroyed the states, And when you don't have the states, you don't have the United States. The United States is it didn't even exist when this country started. People don't understand that. The United States did not issue a Declaration of Independence. There was no United States. When they said the United States, they mean states that are united. The Declaration didn't declare the United States free and independent. The Declaration declared these colonies, these united colonies, to be free and independent states, 13 different countries.
The way it used to be and the way it was set up. I mean, there's been many things said, Tommy, about the founding fathers, that they set the country up to fail, that there were sections of the Constitution that at the time, I guess, you could drive a horse and buggy through. Today, we say you can drive a tractor trailer through. But I don't think that they exactly envisioned what was going to happen in this country. They knew that they wanted a small federal limited government. The Federalist wanted that. The Anti-Federalist didn't. There was struck a balance, but after the war of aggression of the North on the South, in the Reconstruction in 1867, I'm sure that the Federalists were rolling over in their grave, giddy with laughter, because what we did then was centralize the power back in Washington, D.C.
Well, it was actually the reverse. I hate to correct you. But the Federalists were for a stronger government. The Anti-Federalists were for a very weak government. They were more Articles of Confederation.
I'm sorry, that was my mistake. I did reverse that.
I know you know the difference. I know you know, you'd have caught it if I hadn't. But your tongue got tangled around your eye teeth, and you couldn't see what you were saying. But the one thing that they were all agreed on, Federalist and Anti-Federalist, was that the federal government was not to rule the people. It was not to rule them or tax them or rule them through taxation directly. There were only two kinds of taxes, indirect and direct. They were allowed indirect taxation of the people, which meant that it was avoidable. If they put a tax on whiskey, you could avoid having to pay the whiskey tax. And so the guy who, by not drinking whiskey, so the guy who paid the tax had the last word. But a tax on person or property is by virtue of ownership or being alive. That's not avoidable. Okay, you cannot refrain from owning property that you own. You can sell it, but I mean, you still got to pay the taxes for why you owned it.
But the question then is, do you really own your property if you've got to pay a yearly rent on it in the way of property tax?
Well, that's why they have it set up. For one thing, is you could, the state is a true sovereign, John. It's the state is a genuine sovereign. It's a natural sovereign, and it has the sovereign power to tax whatever is within its jurisdiction. So it can tax property directly. But the federal government is a synthetic sovereignty. It's an artificial sovereignty, more in the nature of a power of attorney, more in the nature of a federation. And it was limited, just like you might limit a power of attorney you give to somebody, to say you can only do these things. Now, with taxation, any direct tax has to be sent to the bills and sent to the state. I'll give you an example. They pass a tax for $1. Per foot on beach frontage. Federal government can do that under the Constitution. They add up the number of feet of beach frontage around the country, and then they have to divide that bill up. They can't send it to the owners of the beachfront property. That's why you have a difference between what's being taxed and who has to pay it. The beachfront property is a subject of taxation, but the bill is apportioned up according to population and sent to the states. Now, the states then choose what resources to draw on. Now, these state legislators are guys that live down the street from you and me. I don't know about your congressman. My congressman, I live here in northwest Louisiana. My congressman lives in Virginia. Kind of remote representation, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it certainly is.
But the guy who works in the state legislature and who would decide where to get the money to pay this beachfront property tax bill, he lives down the street from me. He's around the corner. I see him at the barber shop, or you run into him at the bank. He's got his finger on our pulse, and we've got our finger on his job. So, naturally, the decisions are going to be made more according to our will than the decision if it were made by Congress where to take the money. the state could take it out of their own treasury and pay the bill. They could tax, you know that Utah isn't going to tax beachfront property, you know, to get it. So they could tax bicycles, whatever, to pay the bill. But the point is that the federal government could not reach into the people's pocket, period. If they wanted to get to the people, either tell them what to do or to get money from them, other than voluntary on their part, like drinking whiskey and paying a whiskey tax, which is voluntary, they had to go through the states. Now, what has happened with the income tax is that it is an indirect tax, and they're entitled to tax by excise certain privileged activities. They cannot tax a right. They can't tax your freedom of speech. $1 a year speech tax, free speech tax, would not make it, would it?
Well, but I have to file for a permit to speak on a street corner or hold a rally, but somebody is collecting money from me somewhere for my freedom of speech activities.
There are nothing is absolute, and you got a good point there. But if that permit for your parade or demonstration or your speech were to be applied in a discriminatory manner or based upon the substance of what you were going to say, you would have constitutional protection against that. The ACLU would come to your rescue, particularly if you were going to say something bad about Republicans or George Bush. But the taxation issue is they've got problems. They've got serious problems in taxing people for the product of the sweat of their brow. You run into several things. One, the federal government can only tax what's within its jurisdiction. You remember from civics, McCulloch v. Maryland. And the main thing you remember about that is that John Marshall held that the Supremacy Clause meant that federal law trumped state law. What he really held, though, was it was a tax case. And the question was, just what is the taxing authority of any sovereignty? And he said the taxing authority of any sovereignty is coextensive with its legislative jurisdiction, with its authority, what it rules. And he defined that as being anything that exists under its authority or is introduced by its permission. Now, do you exist under the authority of the United States of America, the federal government?
No, I exist for my own existence.
Oh, that's right. And so, and do you exist according to their permission because they permit you to?
No, I think that has probably more to do with the divine presence. Maybe that was up to God, certainly not the federal government.
Which is, you're perfect, man. We didn't need to rehearse this. You just hit the nail right on the head with the next point. And that is that you also don't get any rights from the federal government. You don't get any rights from the Constitution either. Your rights are derived from your Creator. They're natural rights. The Constitution doesn't grant you a right to free speech or the right to worship as you choose. It guarantees you and forbids the government from interfering with it.
Well, they get around the natural rights by saying and entering you into this contract. And the contract, any contract that I've ever signed, I'm going to derive direct benefit out of it. I would call that fair taxation and, say, representation.
Well, that's part of your problem is the representation also has been denied, but that's a political problem rather than a tax problem.
Exactly.
Right now, your congressmen and senators are not representing you and me. They're representing their particular power club. I was head of the Republican Party here in Shreveport for a couple of years. I ran 11 races. When I left, I was 11-0. Never lost one. But I lost my will to work that way when I realized that the Republican Party, when you get above the grassroots, has no ideology other than to keep the power they have and take some more away from the other club, and the Democrats, too.
Well, and I'm glad you mentioned that because, Tommy, if you look at the platform for the Republican Party, you'd swear it was written by say the first Supreme Court Justice, John Jay, or maybe Jeffersonian input into that. When you look at the Republican platform and what they say they're about versus what they are now, just a little party that likes to keep its power and control, that's far from what they originally said that they were about.
Well, the trick to understanding politics, and a good friend of mine years ago, he's a hatchet man for the Democrat Party, told me, Tommy, party politics have nothing to do with ideology. You'll get that out of your mind. And he accused me of being an idealist, and I pleaded guilty, and I still do. But he told me, I was forewarned. But after you look at what they do, for example, when the Clinton charges came up, and the Republican Senate Majority Leader was responsible for conducting the trial, was Trent Lott. He put on zero witnesses. Now, if you have a prosecutor who doesn't put a witness on, would you call that malpractice?
No, well, either that or he's got an ironclad case and he doesn't need any witnesses to gum up the works.
If you've got an ironclad case, you still got to put it on.
Right.
You still got to put the case on.
But you mentioned witnesses, and I think of persons when you say that.
Well, that is persons. I mean, there were still persons to prove that he lied. Now, given that, and I believe when a man commits perjury, that's an obstruction of justice, and he, especially the guy who's entrusted with seeing the justice is done. He's the executive, chief executive. I think that bears on his fitness, you know, to serve. But the reason that the Republicans didn't press it is, number one, the Democrats said, I don't care if he's guilty or not, we're going to vote against it. And the other reason is that they did not want to run against Al Gore as an incumbent. In, in 96. You know, now that's partisan interest. It's not you and me and justice and right and wrong. It's partisan. The Democrats did the same. They do the same thing. It's all about party. But we're kind of getting away from the track here. I do cover that thoroughly in the book that precipitated this. I went public last fall with a book called Liberty Lost, A Treasure Map to Buried Freedom. I'm about halfway through it, and I went public looking for an agent. And 2 months later, they rushed this thing out. But it describes how the government got out of the box and how to put it back.
Is that book available through you?
Well, eventually it will be. I'm about halfway through it. I've got all the research done, and I'm just now putting it together, the last part of it, about half of it written.
Do you already have a publisher or printer for it?
No, that's why I went public looking for an agent to find a publisher.
Well, you don't have to hire the agent. We've got a publisher that will publish your book.
Well, fantastic. I will be talking to you then.
Okay. By the way, speaking about getting a little off the track here, but, you know, it occurs to me with somebody that's got a book that's coming out, and with your wealth of knowledge and the research that you've done, and especially with your success rate, with not necessarily beating the IRS or the DOJ, but keeping them at bay, it would seem to me, sir, that you'd probably be better spending your time by maybe doing a program an hour or two a week on the radio to put forth your message and to help other people out.
Well, my object is to get the truth out. I've been jokingly called this for the last 6 or 7 years. I've called it Operation Mulder. The truth is out there. But the problem is that nobody's listening, because when you challenge conventional lore, people react to it the same way I did. I said, you're nuts. I mean, how could you go 90 years with a tax and nobody out of all the millions of people, and all these experts and all these crazy, you know, weird anal retentive tax lawyers digging around for the slightest little crack to drive a wedge in and get a loophole for their client, and nobody's found this? And what it is it's the big lie. If you're going to lie, tell something so big nobody would ever stop to think that you would ever have lied about it.
I think that was one of Hitler's deals, wasn't it? The bigger the lie you tell, the more people are apt to believe it.
That's right.
Yeah.
So if the key is to get things out. And so my object is to get the truth to the people. And once you get enough people that know the truth, enough people stand up, and they've got to react to it, because you just cannot ignore half of the population. We won our independence from Britain. was a whole lot less than half.
I think about 3%. At that time, we had the Tories. We had businessmen that looked at this situation and thinking, my gosh, if
they
we
were betting on the British, which anybody in his right mind would have.
That well, and of course, because it, with this ragtag group of people that started mumbling about taxation and we don't want to be under the king anymore and all this rabble rousing, if you were a businessman at the time, you were looking down the road and you're going, well, wait a minute here. If we get involved in a war, shipments aren't going to come in. It's going to affect my business.
That's
and my
right.
goodness.
Oh, yeah. The Whigs, you know, you had the Tories and you had the Whigs, and but the Whigs were in the minority, which is really strange about the Declaration of Independence coming out with so much support from the Continental Congress. How in the world did that happen? Well, have you ever looked at it real close? The first paragraph or two is devoted strictly to preambulatory material. The last paragraph makes a declaration. There are 18 other paragraphs. There are some 27 grievances listed out. Now, if you had just quit your job...
Hold that thought. We've got to take this break here. We'll take the break. My guest today, Tommy Crier, keeping the IRS and the DOJ at bay. He's one of the people that are out there fighting the fight, and they haven't got their meat hooks in them yet. We'll be right back.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and, of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
During the break, I had an opportunity to speak to Mr. Crier off air. And he has agreed to do a radio broadcast on this network. And we're going to slot them in on a Saturday afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, from 2 to 4 p.m., I do believe, or it could be 3 to 5, depending on what time zone he's in. But he'll be doing a two-hour show on this network. And I'm glad to have that done, because here's a guy that has done the research. He's not only talked the talk, ladies and gentlemen, and no slight to you, sir, but we have a lot of distrust of lawyers out there, and in many cases, rightfully so. But here's a guy that has put everything that he's got on the line, and that's including his practice. And when I run across people like this, I know that they're down with what they're doing. In other words, they're laying everything on the line. And this is not an easy thing for a man, especially of this stature. I mean, he's got a good record here, graduated top of his class, LSU Law School. I mean, these are the people, ladies and gentlemen, that we're always looking for, that have been in that matrix and have survived that, and are standing their ground and making a fight, not sitting around grousing. They're writing books, they're talking to people. So we're going to put this gentleman on Saturday afternoon. So we'll make announcements as to when that program starts. I'm thinking not tomorrow, but probably next Saturday. What do you say to that, Tommy?
You talk about a Saturday week?
Saturday a week.
It's a date.
All right. Well, we'll have you here. Tell you what, let's go to the phones here. I have, I've got somebody else from Louisiana down there, Carrie in Louisiana. Hello, Carrie. Hello, Carrie. Carrie, are you there? Okay, we'll get him on the board here. At any rate, is he there? Okay, he's probably off going to the little boy's room or something. But at any rate, what I want to cover here, Tommy, is you said that you had the understanding of how this all started. And what I'd like to do into the next hour, and we'll intersperse it with calls at 800-313-9443, but I'd like to do is go through this with your understanding as to how this monster came about, what it's up to today, and then more importantly, you know, we can all grouse at the problem here. We can hack at the evil branches, but we've got to strike at the evil root to get rid of it. You are going to be, I understand, Mr. Cryer, you're also going to be a part of Bob Schultz's thing in Alexandria, Virginia.
I certainly hope to.
And what we're going to do as a network, hopefully we're going to have you scheduled in, and I'm going to talk to Bob Schultz tomorrow. I'm going to see him in person. And we're going to start lining up a speaker schedule, and what we're going to do with this network is we're going to preempt regular broadcast on this network, and we are going to carry live from Washington, D.C., all the happenings in a day's period up there with Bob Schultz and We the People Foundation. And this needs to get headway. This needs support of people, because I can't do myself. There's been a lot of people that have been demonstrating and saying that George Bush's war in Iraq, it's all phony reasons, weapons of mass destruction, all lies. We know that these things are going on. But I like to target the things that we can do something about. And, Tommy, this is one of the things that we can certainly do something about. All right, we'll take the break here, ladies and gentlemen. We'll come back second hour of the National Intel Report. And my guest today, an attorney from Shreveport, Louisiana. And that would be Tommy Cryer, Tommy K. Cryer to be exact. He's put it on the line, folks. They're coming after him. The IRS is sharpening up its meat hooks. But so far, Mr. Cryer has been able to keep him at bay, and we'll go into more detail exactly how he's done that. You know, it's one thing to say, you know, Mr. Government, show me the law. Well, he's asked that question repeatedly. The DOJ got involved with many tax cases we've seen around the country. The Department of Justice is right there to assist the government in these frivolous people that just don't want to ante up and pay their fair shares. Hour two of the National Intel Report coming right at you. Stay tuned.